Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dallas needs another takeaway. Ryan will play fake, and under pressure, he screens it right to the tight
fumble.
End. And it's fumbled by the tight end. It's picked up by Hooker. Hooker again. Five. Touchdown. Can you believe that? Oh, have a night, Malik Hooker.
Hooker scores from Cox and Damone Clark, causing it all. Good morning, Metroplex. Thank you, Bobby. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby Belt on DFW Sports Station.
Got you down.
Your home of America's team. Malik against his former squad. Damone Clark. Stripping Mo Alley, that made it 34-19. The PR team put out the stat that Malik Hooker is the first Cowboys player with an interception and a fumble return for a touchdown in the same game since Dennis Thurman in 1983. So
were you purposely not saying his last name because of what it says?
Huh?
He said Mo Alley. You didn't say the Cox. I was like, are you purposely not saying that last name?
No, but you missed my beginning zinger. Bobby got it. I said Hooker scored off Cox.
Yeah.
You missed
that. Oh, I did miss that.
I didn't pick up on that.
Stripping Cox.
Stripping.
Headlines.
Now that's
some,
better.
Let's bring back some headlines at 7:20 this morning. After headlines and then headlines, we're giving away Cowboys Texans tickets in the 7 a.m. Expressway. Let's keep sending Tolos to Arlington to keep up the winning streak. But let's talk about these young guys that Mike McCarthy wanted to give props to afterwards, Bobby. Let's start off with Damone Clark, who you've been talking about in the past 2 weeks around here.
Yeah, Damone Clark, I don't know that he was, I mean, he had the strip, and it felt like the run defense was stronger when he was out there. I was trying to track it earlier in the game. When he was out there in place of Barr, it felt like they were able to have better success stopping the run. And I think that while he's still kind of finding his way and trying to figure out where he is and everything else and get his footing under him, he's such an impressive athlete, and he's going to be so good for them. And I think you already know what you kind of have in Anthony Barr, which is a player who's on the back end of his career.
Savvy, though.
But there's a future with Damone Clark. So get him ready now so that you can get those reps in by the time he hits the playoffs. Because I just don't know from, you know, week to week, snap to snap, like what I'm going to get from Anthony Barr. And so I thought Damone Clark was pretty consistent last night overall and stepped up in a big way. That's a steal for them. Getting him in the fifth round on that medical is such a steal.
It's a young man's sport, man. Like, give me some youth out there and let it go. You know, I'm not into progress stopping, which is going to really be interesting with Odell. But whatever, there's no progress to stop.
And number 77 coming back. We'll bring you the Odell update at 6:20 this morning. Speaking of another young guy, some Tolos think he should be last night's player of the game.
Third and six, snap to Ryan. Back and looking, standing and throwing deep to the right, and that ball's intercepted. On the right sideline by Deron Bland.
My Lord. Interception in the fourth quarter. Played defense on the 2-point to tie the game. Got another one Neon Daron Sanders, a guy that you have been talking about, a guy that you've been loving, Bobby, since training camp. Give us a little background on his development.
Yeah, he's a guy who had played at a smaller college. I want to say he was at Sacramento State or somewhere like that. Ended up transferring, played a senior year at Fresno State, and went really under the radar. He was a guy the Cowboys were in on early and thought really highly of. But this is a guy who didn't even get a combine invite that they took in the fifth round. And they just are really impressed with what a high IQ player he is, his athleticism, his motor, his length. He's a really impressive player. And for them to put him in the slot when Jordan Lewis went down, for them to say, hey, you're going to take this and this is, you know, this is your spot. We're not going to kick Anthony Brown inside and run Kelvin Joseph outside. For them to do that says they have all the trust in the world. I mean, that's almost... it's not quite the same level, but it's like a couple steps below, like saying, let's trust our quarterback position to a rookie. It is a critically important spot, and he's been great for them. Both those interceptions last night were incredible. The one that he wrestled away from the Indy receiver, and then just the athleticism on the first one. Just a really impressive performance and the future, honestly, at nickel for them over the next several years.
But now what at corner with Jerry telling the media that Anthony Brown is gone for the year, that he tore his ACL. Jerry, we know about the receiver. Y'all got to go out and try to find a corner?
Well, you'll look, but no, those guys aren't out there available for when you lose one. They really aren't. But we're lucky to have that depth. We saw Glenn come in and make some plays there tonight. But the one thing I think we've got is secondary depth. I think we have secondary depth.
Okay.
Do they? Is this now the...
I mean, they have a lot of players that are in the secondary room.
It's tested now because now you've lost two starters. And so...
And nobody has faith in Kelvin Joseph.
Well, I mean, Jerry does. Jerry said, I've seen him make plays. In fact, Jerry last night said, I believe in his character. And Clarence Hill had to come back and say, when you say you believe, what do you mean? And then Jerry kind of was like, well, I mean, he works hard. It meant like more his football character. But it did make everybody stop down. I'll be interested to see. I think you're going to see more Israel Mukwuamu playing corner now. I think he's moving off of safety, which they had him play some nickel stuff during training camp, and he did a good job. He covered CeeDee Lamb well a couple times in training camp. And so I think there's a decent chance that Israel Mukwuamu plays corner, which is where he played his last 2 years at South Carolina.
A star up to the Dallas Cowboys' number one receiver that made the play of the game early on.
It's third and nine at the 21. Snap to Prescott. Good block from Smith. Throws it right. Caught. Lamb. It's good. Oh, he broke a tackle. Runs to the 10. Runs to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Oh, he stole one. He had no business scoring that touchdown, except... he's CeeDee Lamb.
This kid's balling, Choppy.
Yeah, he is.
He is balling. The presence of mind. I think Bobby tweeted IQ Lamb to not go down. That would have been a field goal attempt right after that. But there's CeeDee. He got physical late in the game on that third and 10. Here it is as he's coming around the corner. Zeke threw the block, and then bam, he tried to bury the Colts defender at the 2 yard line. CeeDee Lamb is answering questions, 5 for 71 and a touchdown, averaging 14 a catch last night.
He's answered a lot of the questions. I mean, and they're going to, you know, they have a decision to make with signing him. They're going to sign him. That's why they drafted him. Although they drafted him to replace Amari. So who knows what they wind up doing? Maybe they find somebody else to replace him. They don't want to pay the position at all. But all the questions pretty much are getting answered right now. About CeeDee and his status as number one. He is, without question, this team's number one, but he's really turned into a number one across the league. He's not an elite receiver. He's not on the Devontae level or the Tyreek Hill level or something like Jefferson, but he is in that next group of number ones.
And last night, the TV broadcast pointed out that was a career high in shifts and motions for CeeDee, Bobby. They're trying to move him.
They tracked that on career highs.
Well, they do with Chris Collinsworth in the booth and his wonderful PFF analytics. he's moving on just about every snap now. He's moving usually a lot of times. He'll go across the formation once and then he comes back around. I know they'll GPS track that. Like Mike McCarthy will have data today of how much did we have him run around before the snap. And then we'll probably hear, we had his workload a little too high. GPS data didn't make us totally comfortable. He's going to have a lighter day Wednesday.
And how about the other receiver who is clearly more comfortable, the finisher in the red zone for Dak?
Lamb in motion across the formation to the left. Prescott back, flushed out. Rolls right, throws on the run to Gallup.
5, diving to the goal line, touchdown to Michael Gallup.
Michael Gallup, now, he only had 4 catches for 23 yards, but 2 touchdowns. That fade in the corner was beautiful.
It was. Good touch throw and a good play by Gallup. Yeah, it's like, you know, this is where it gets skewed, right? 4 for 23 and 2. Like, that's not a good game. It's a good fantasy game. I don't get worked up over, you know, the 2 touchdowns. Like, I know a lot of people love, oh my God, like, that's the crazy. 4 for 23 is not a good game. But it's just not. But then again, you know, it's an opportunity position. If you don't get more opportunities, you're not going to get more touches.
But can't we say, I think we can say even at 4 for 23, we can say that was still a good game because his 2 touchdown catches, the one where he catches it and he navigates traffic and bowls over, that was huge because that was when things were starting to feel a little, you know, little
good
shaky.
Good plays. They're big plays.
So then that back shoulder fade. We've had issues this year with guys making contested catches in the receiver group. And Michael didn't seem totally comfortable when he came back from his injury with that kind of stuff. So I think that's a big development. I think those are two huge catches mm-hmm. that, you know, I think you can give him a ton of credit for. He made the most of his looks yesterday.
Tony Pollard then got a little escort around the corner from a guy who was subbing out a little bit for the 40-year-old. Why is Bobby Belt shaking his
because,
head?
Because, I don't know, hooker, escort, like, what are you? I feel like you're just doing nothing but puns this
There's
morning.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hit it.
9:54 left. First down, pitch off. Left to Pollard. Wending his way through people. 20, 15, 10, 5. Pollard dancing and walking the dog. Touchdown for the second time tonight.
I haven't walked a dog in a while. I haven't heard Brad say walk the dog as much as. There was a stretch of like 2013 to 2017 or 18 where Brad worked a walk the dog in just about every game. I haven't heard that as much.
Tyler Smith had to get out of Pollard's way down there towards the goal line as he showed the explosion. The whole crowd was chanting Zeke. They wanted him to get mm-hmm. his TD later on. I don't like the Salvation Army thing. Let's just keep that on Thanksgiving.
You don't like the Salvation Army? Jerry, are you listening?
Sean hates charities.
I
think that's the headline from this segment.
I think so too.
I thought that he was going to do something different or there was going to be something creative, but no, Zeke deciding to jump back in himself. I give a star down for that.
You want to say something about Habitat for Humanity or are there any other charities?
Children.
Sandlot, swinging for a cause. Any issues with that?
Children's charities and such. Cool.
877-881-1053, chartwreck.com, text line. So everyone getting involved, everybody scoring, and Dak was asked afterwards about all the different weapons, 5th most points scored in the history of the organization with 54, most complete game offensive of the year, Dakota.
I definitely say the team's hitting a stride, but I can't say it was the most complete. I mean, I just think that was a fourth quarter explosion. I think you can go back to a couple of weeks ago on the road up in Minnesota. That was a complete game from all three phases, pass game, run game. But tonight, that defense did that. They gave us short fields right there in the fourth quarter. Great field position and allowed us to put up some points late. But that's also just the trust that we have in what we have going and what we've built and just laying another brick that, yeah, I mean, what was a 8-point, 9-point game in the start of the fourth or something like that, and then look up to the final score like that. That just shows when we stay consistent, continue to believe in each other, that can happen at any point in the game.
Yeah, that was not their most complete game because they should have scored 70. Honestly, I mean, if you want to talk about it, if they were playing at the top of their game and they really went after it for 4 quarters and kept starters in against that Colts team, that's a game you should win yesterday 70-10.
He was much better against Minnesota. He was much better against Chicago. This was not as an offense too. Like, this was not their best game. I mean, they got some opportunities from the defense to give him some short fields.
And Dak was off early. It felt like
this was his worst game since he came back.
Worst game since he came back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, I mean, Green Bay
again. Though we talked to, like, I mean, that's both of those interceptions that he threw. Those were, you know, issues with communication and things like that. Like, I don't think he made a lot of plays in that Green Bay game.
He did make some plays.
He didn't make plays for them last night. No. I can't remember a single time where it's like the throw to Gallup was nice, but I can't remember last night when that game was close going, damn, that was a great play by Dak.
Well, it was that one series where it was like, you are going to catch the ball on the other side. I'm going to keep. It was just the one series where Gilmore had the pick in the second, should have had it earlier in the drive. Dak was high to Lamb. It's high a couple different times. I do think Schultz should have caught one a little bit earlier, but it was a tad bit high. But the Dak tweets were coming strong until this thing got way
out
of
hand. Well, yeah, to the fourth
including
quarter.
Including you, including your Dak tweets.
I didn't tweet about Dak at all. I just did a very generic tweet that.
What did it say?
It just said he might not be the guy, but they've already signed him, so he clearly is the guy. Like, it's what?
So wait, did you just acknowledge you were talking about Dak?
No, I acknowledged that he thought I was talking about Dak.
Dak thought you were talking about Dak, or Sean did?
Sean did. Oh, okay.
I thought you were a social assassin now, and now you're
I thought he was talking about me.
You're pussyfooting.
I'm not.
You're fence sitting.
I'm not ready to say anything yet. It's like a college will float a guy's name out there to gauge public perception on whether or not it's a good idea to hire him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could have been what I was doing.
Do you want us to have a happy off season or not? That's what I would just say.
Well,
what does that mean?
Pick your take wisely, Chop. If you don't want us to have ugly off season here, we don't want to have ugly.
Oh,
off-season
on this
arguments.
Show?
Yeah, we don't want to just yell for 6 months, do we?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't want to yell for 6 months. It'd probably be seven.
That's true. Yeah, because we'd go, I guess you're expecting a one and done from the Cowboys then? You expect them out early January?
So who are the other candidates who it could have been that you tweeted about?
Well, it could have been, it could have been Gallup.
Okay.
Could have been Lamb.
Could have been Odell.
Could have been Odell.
I don't know what either of the two receivers would have done last night to make you tweet that.
It could have been just in general. Could have been Zeke.
Anthony Brown.
It could have been Anthony Brown.
Okay.
Could have been Diggs. I didn't hear Micah's name much last night. Could have been him. I know Diggs was too busy getting worked on that touchdown in the end. It could have been it could have been McCarthy. Could have been Kellen Moore.
Okay.
Could have been Dan Quinn. Could have been Jerry. I don't think Jerry's the guy. Steven.
877.
Could have been Collinsworth.
881-1053. Truckwreck.com. Text line to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. Today, the courting of Odell Beckham officially begins. He's going to the Mavs game tonight. Are they taking him to dinner? Everything that Jerry had to say, Bobby thinks this thing is basically a done deal after what Jerry had to say last night to Kevin Gray and the rest of the media. Odell official watch begins inside the NFC East. And is San Francisco done and out of our way? Next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hurts, back, pumps, looks. He is floating it deep for A.J. Brown, who has it.
He took it.
And he scores! A.J. Brown! Took it away from Trey Avery and scored his second touchdown of the game.
Adam's apple not get caught up in there at the end.
I just want to know. It's like he throws up.
Please mark that.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I almost vomited there just trying to imitate him. Like, it's that bad. The guy's awful.
So I caught some backlash for tweeting. Wow. Nice statement. Big statement there from the Eagles against the Tennessee Titans, 35-10. And, of course, all the Cowboy fans had to come back at me. What statement? What's so impressive about Tennessee?
True.
And I was like, there was a period here within, you know, the last 3 weeks where Tennessee kind of reestablished themselves as a division favorite and champion. I've never taken them seriously as a championship threat, but they won 5 in a row, 7 of 8, and now they've lost back-to-back. They lost 20-16 to the Bengals, but yesterday, Jalen Hurts, 4 combined touchdowns, and A.J. Brown with the revenge game on Tennessee, 35-10, filthy.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that, you know, because you mentioned that you catch the backlash.
You're telling me on Friday that I had some hope that Tennessee could knock off the Eagles and get us within a game closer in the division. Like, this is one of those games where I'm like, the Eagles, they could lose this one, especially with the way that they haven't been able to stop the run and Derrick Henry on the other side.
Yeah, Tennessee's a good team. They're not a great team. They're a good team.
Did you just legitimately agree with me? I thought something sarcastic was about to come out of your mouth. That never happened.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I serious agreed.
What a moment.
I think we all hoped this was one of the handful of games that might close the gap.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
It didn't. It didn't close the gap. But I'll tell you, though, the Tolos were kind of sensey over the weekend. About the homerism. The homerism was very sensey this week. It was at an all-time high.
Okay.
All right, it's carried over into today.
Because it is usually very sensitive.
Yeah, it is.
What happened? Look, what are you referring
to?
Well,
I mean, like, you know, all the DeGrom. You said a thing about DeGrom. I thought the Rangers were going to – I mean, the Rangers might actually just, like, not even credential me for next year. okay, they've been known to do that. But the Tolos are so – like, can't you just let us enjoy this for a minute? No, I can't. Okay, I'm sorry, I can't. Your team made a dumb decision, and I can't let you enjoy this. I'm not going to let you do that. And then, you know, last night or this or carries over. Carries over to this morning. I mean, the Colts are a good team. They're a pesky team. They're a Colts. Why can't you guys just enjoy the victory?
Pesky.
It's just very sensitive. They're very sensitive.
All right, let's unleash Choppy on the DeGrom news coming up at 6:40 this morning. But Devontae Smith early, A.J. Brown throughout. A.J. with 8 for 119 and 2. Jalen Hurts, Bobby, becomes the first player in franchise history to throw for 350, 3 touchdowns, and rush for a score in the game. Oh. And the defense sacked Tannehill 6 times. They held Derek to 11 carries for 30 yards. Tennessee had 209 yards of offense on the day.
Yeah, and look, I hate that this was the game that he played coming off a night where I'm going to have 2 hours sleep, because I feel like I'm not mentally prepared to effectively take this down in a way that will make Jared Sandler shut up. That's what I think I really need to do, but I'm not there yet. And I love Jared.
Explain the text with Jared.
So Jared is all about, like, Jalen Hurts is absolutely in the conversation with Dak, which I guess, Choppy, you're getting there too now. Are you going to jump on this bandwagon too?
I thought for most of the year that he's getting there. I think Dak's a better player, but.
Jared just argued that it could be a discussion, and Bobby, like, would have none of it.
Well, because it can be in the future. It cannot be a discussion yet. I'm sick of these, like, 12-week runs every year from another quarterback that we want to throw into the discussion of, this guy's better than Dak Prescott. This guy's better than Dak Prescott. And then the following year, when we get into the rankings, we're still talking about Dak in there, and that person's fallen off, and we're just throwing up some other new flavor of the year. And it's like, do it for more than 12 weeks. Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate for 12 weeks, too. I don't want to hear it. Dak Prescott's done it for 7 years and has responded to every single thing somebody's thrown up. So, no, I'm not going to count Jalen Hurts on Dak's level until I see Jalen Hurts do it for at least 2 seasons.
I agree with that. We anoint way too quick. But you can't argue that Jalen Hurts is having a better year than Dak.
Yes, he is. As a whole. He's not been a better passer. He was yesterday. He was great. But, I mean, he's still heading into this, he was like 3 straight games of like 140 yards passing.
Right, but he also runs for 70 to 90 a game.
He doesn't. No, that's Lamar. He doesn't consistently run for 70 to 90. Recently he has. But not throughout the season. I mean, a lot of games he runs for 40, 30.
Okay, so that's still quite a bit.
He runs a little better than Dak did early in his career.
I thought it was impressive by the Eagles.
It is.
They beat the Titans' ass, and I was hoping for Tennessee to help us out. Tolos want to know if this was a win, loss, or neither with the other game in the NFC East.
Snap. Spot, kick on its way, end over end, and it is short. I don't know if it was deflected, but Gano didn't get it cleanly, and this game has ended.
This is the end of overtime.
In a tie. The Giants 20, Washington 20.
Gano misses at the buzzer. What are you laughing at?
Just like, I mean, that's so fitting. Like, just hearing the call, it's like, man, that sounds like that call could just encapsulate the Commanders and the Giants as teams. Like, that's just the way they are. Like, honestly,
the Commanders were up 10-0 in this game. Jahan Dotson ties it with 1:45 left. Heinicke was getting beat up, and the Commanders came in with the best record in the NFL since Week 6 at 6-1. And Mike Tirico said it last night on the TV broadcast that this actually helps the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, a tie will definitely help them. But, I mean, the other thing is, like, I don't know if it matters who won. Like, I mean, Washington's been playing better. I would say Washington's a slightly bigger threat than New York to me right now.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're talking about, in my opinion, these are 2 7-win teams that are like the Colts to me. Like, I think the Colts are just... The Colts have had a little more misfortune, but otherwise, like, I don't see a ton of difference between the Colts, the Commanders, and the Giants.
I think the Giants are slightly better. I would pick them over those other two teams, but I was hoping for them to lose yesterday, mm-hmm. just for us to be more correct that they were a fraud throughout the entire time.
I think the Commanders, I thought they were the better team going in. I hate ties. Just come on. Just go to the college system, please.
All right, let's.
I'm just saying, it's funny now that I think about it. I just compared them to the Colts. The Colts are one of four teams, along with now the Commanders and Giants and whoever was the Texans, who have now tied. Yeah. So it's fitting that those three teams we just compared to have been so terrible that they tied in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Glazer, our drinking buddy from Oxnard.
Camus!
With the ode. I'm going to apologize to him.
Don't. It was great.
I'm going to apologize to him. You messed with me that night. I was rude. He's been very nice to us. He does the chain link fence interview, and Bobby got in my head that he's this and he's that. And then I almost got put in a rear naked choke by Jay Glazer for smack talking him because of you. And I'm gonna have to own it. I feel bad.
This is legally defined as slander. That I was telling you to stop yelling Camus at him. I was like, he will kick your ass. Stop it. I did not get you hyped up at all.
Who was telling me Jay Glazer was a jerk?
I don't know. It was not me.
Schiafalo had an incident with him where he kind of stood him up.
I think nosebleed said they got big time, but they didn't say he was a jerk. They're like, he kind of big timed us and just blew us off.
They were probably they were probably like doing nice.
No. It was on the field. Yeah. He blew him off at camp.
Doing nice at the time. Shots fired to the get right. Oh my gosh. We'll get to KG in a second.
I've done nice before.
Jay Glazer with an Odell report before the games on Fox.
Listen, this is pretty interesting because all three of these teams that are in it are making a decision based on their medical departments because Odell's not really willing to work out for any of these teams at this point. So, look, the Giants brass and owner John Mara, they take him to dinner the other night. Then he met with their offensive coaches the next day and met with the medical department. Then the next day he goes out with the Buffalo Bills brass and Von Miller, who's really kind of pushing the train here and recruiting Odell to Buffalo. But the Dallas Cowboys, they're going a little bit bigger because, of course, they're the Cowboys. They're bringing him in like an old-fashioned recruiting visit. On Monday, he's going to meet with the team Monday night. They got him floor seats to go to the Mavericks game. On Tuesday, he's going to meet with Dak Prescott and the leadership group over there. But look, all three of these teams are kind of looking at this, that he's going to help them more toward the playoff push. So I know fans are hoping he helps them immediately, but it's more for the playoff push. And also, they're all looking at more long-term deals for Odell as well.
So tonight, he'll be on the floor for the Suns against the Mavericks and then meeting with Dak tomorrow.
That's interesting. Floor seats? Because I feel like when Dak's been to games and stuff like that, typically he is in suites.
Yeah, so but that's
interesting. But that's interesting to me. They'd have him exposed like that. He's gonna have to walk by all that media.
And he wants it.
He wants it.
He's an attention whore.
So what you're saying is, you're saying I need to talk to Tim and try to get me last second credential so I can walk up there tonight.
No, we'll just have Chris Arnold.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, Chris Arnold gets a picture or says hello to Odell. And who we need to really get to is Sean Heath. We need the big, huge.
Let's go, Mavs.
Odell Beckham.
Mavs PA guy. We need to let him feel the love. We need a big announcement. When he's on the Jumbotron, there needs to be a standing ovation.
That's what they want. That's why they're going to give him four seats.
Yes.
Because they want the camera to pop on him.
And he wants it too.
Yeah, and he wants it too. That's what they want. It's all part of the recruiting pitch.
Yep.
I would love to see where the workout happens. That's what I'm waiting for.
It's not happening.
It's not going to happen. So
it won't. He's not going to do it. Like, I mean, it's for Odell. It's I don't have to sell you on me. You got to sell me on you guys. I have a market. I don't have to work out for anybody.
That's I tell you that. Then that's Simp City if you're a team.
But I mean, that wouldn't be the norm if he was just a free agent, even if he was a healthy. But if he was a healthy or whatever free agent this past offseason, they wouldn't expect him to work out. I'm sure Odell and his representatives viewed as, no, you work out guys in season who come to your facility when you're trying guys out. You're not trying me out. You're trying to sign me.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, but you want $20 million a year. I need to know if you can run.
But you need the medical. That's what you need. You just need the medical. The how good do you look right now is pertinent to this season, and that matters. But
Why would I trust this team's medical when they butchered Dez's surgery?
Okay. I saw Dez last night.
Kevin. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Pick up that name. Yeah. Pick up the X.
No, I'll leave it there.
Kevin. Wow. You like diva receivers.
I do. I love them.
Kevin Gray with Jerry last night on the big free agent visit.
Has this team earned the right for you to write that check when it comes to potentially signing Odell? Has this team earned that right to have you invested
yes.
in?
Yes.
Why do you feel that way?
It just has. We're a team that's capable of competing. And if Odell can play, he could make us a better team. And we could compete better. But it's certainly a team that is deserving of me looking at every opportunity to make it better right now.
Do you feel that sense of urgency to get something done given the way
I do not. I think we have a chance to be a competitive team in the playoffs and be in the playoffs. But I should at all times be looking for a way to improve it under on the assessment of our team today.
Lastly, what would be your closing argument based on what happened tonight that you would want to communicate to Odell when you talk to him over the next couple of days about what your team is and what they can be?
Well, I think that he would see join a very talented, enthusiastic group that'd like to be on the team with him.
Well, KG get an exclusive one-on-one with JJ.
So Jerry is, I think it was Once Upon a Time, I can't remember who wrote it. Somebody at the Dallas Morning News had written the line that Jerry Jones has trouble telling the Gilmer Mirror no for an exclusive interview. So if you were hanging out there, you can absolutely pull him aside and he'll stop. And KG's learned that, especially now going this year, that he can, if you wait around, once it all breaks up, as Jerry's walking to his car, three or four different reporters will stop him along the way and go, hey, can I get you something from him? And he'll give you something exclusive.
Why Jason Garrett deserves praise for the Cowboys win last night. And RJ Choppy, not a fan of the Rangers, making the baseball headline over the weekend. On the home of the Cowboys and Rangers, next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Second down, snap to Prescott. Read option, handoff Elliott, pushing, goal line, touchdown Elliott.
Brad Sham with the call. He'll join us at 8:40, and we're giving away tickets to the Cowboys against the Armpit Sunday in Arlington. That's happening during the Expressway here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. They dominated so much, Bobby came in at 5:30 this morning, despite winning the show bet, which we'll get into in a little bit. But we want to hook you up to Cowboys Texans in Arlington on Sunday at noon, 9 a.m. pregame on the station. Expressway tickets coming up here on DFW Sports Station. How about Jay Jeezy kicking out some strong opinions last night on the NBC pregame show. Jason Garrett saying the Cowboys are going to win by 40. And then at halftime, he's like, well, they just got a little bit more to go. They just got a little bit more to do. 54-19. I love the boldness from Coach right there. So props to him for going out on a little bit of a limb. And JGZ looks good.
Yeah, they had on the pregame show, they had Rodney Harrison yesterday. And Broadus had to get his shot in. Here. He's like,
oh, like on our pregame show, yeah, had Rodney? Yeah. What'd you say, Choppy?
I've heard what a wonderful guy he is.
Man.
Well, so they had him on, and Broadus had to hit him with. He's like, Rodney, has Jason Garrett lightened up at all? Or is he a pain in your ass like he was for us? Because he was kind of a pain in the ass for us. Have you lightened him up a little bit? Have you made him better? Yeah, he hit him with it.
And?
Rodney was like, we're not going to tolerate that. He's like, I'm not going to have somebody uptight around me. He's like, we need to have some looseness. But he was like, but y'all
need to
Jason
some love.
Rodney
doesn't seem real uptight.
Not at all. No, it's not like he had a reputation of being uptight.
No.
I'll slow down. I know Tim doesn't want us jeopardizing future guests, but
leave that to me.
Yeah, exactly. So you and Jim Nance, that's what you're here for. But
Collinsworth started interview. God, y'all have, man, I blame y'all on the chartwork.com text line and on Twitter. Turn me on Collinsworth a little bit. I used to be a big fan, and now I'm just getting like steadily more irritated, whether it's Pro Football Focus. Maybe he's not having Alsomnia next to him. You guys have just ruined it for me. He starts interviewing Tirico last night about all the Cowboy moves, about Odell. What do you think? Who's going to win the East? It's like, yo, man, stop being a little scaredy cat. Stop being a meow. You answer the questions. You're the analyst. You're the expert. Stop asking Tirico.
I don't get the meow reference, but he's always been a beatdown. He's never been good.
No, yes, he has.
No, he hasn't.
How'd he get that spot? How'd he get the job?
I think that there's several examples of people who suck who got high-profile jobs in that industry. So, I don't know that I totally buy into that. But
are they also the same ones complaining about Jeff Saturday?
I'll let you name those names. But no, he's always beaten me down. Like all the way back to when he was in Fox. You remember when they had the 3-man booth with Aikman years ago that Collinsworth was in? It was Buck, Collinsworth, and Aikman. And that was awful. And I remember he got super defensive. He had ripped that 49ers Giants playoff game that was like in the early 2000s. That was
the extra point they fumbled the
field goal.
Point.
They fumbled the field goal and he ripped them. Was like, you can spike it. You can spike it. And then everybody came back and was like, actually you can't. That's against the rules. And Collinsworth did some media interview later that week where he just was like, what, you've never made a mistake in your life? I have to deal with all these jackasses that come. It's like, okay, dude, you said it, own it. Like, don't like be mad now that people have called you out. So he's always left a bad taste in my mouth all the way back to 20 years ago.
All right, so that is Jason Garrett calling the absolute beatdown last night. Ended up being right, 54-19. How much does this help the Cowboys? Jimmy Garoppolo's gone for the year as he got the ankle bent up yesterday. The Sean and RJ show bet goes to Bobby Belt. As I thought, Choppy, this thing was over. When Garoppolo gets hurt, they go to Purdy.
Brock Purdy, Brocktober. Brocktober was his nickname in college.
Brocktober. They go to Brocktober, and I'm like, Miami's going to win this 75-yard touchdown on Tua's first pass of the game. Dolphins are going to get RJ an extra half hour of sleep, and Bobby's going to have to come in early. It didn't happen. Sam Fran wins. Garoppolo, though, gone for the year. Here's Kyle Shanahan afterwards.
We know what Jimmy's been through, how hard he's worked at this. You know, I got that news a little in the second quarter, so it was a little different for me, even just how happy we were with that game. That was a really cool game just as a team and all the stuff that went on throughout the game and just be able to overcome some things. And it was such a special win. But definite mixed emotions hearing about Jimmy.
Are they done? Is it a two-horse race in the NFC?
No.
Oh, okay. What retired quarterback are they going to bring in? Yeah, like if it's Brock Purdy, they're probably done. Like Jimmy, you can say what you want about him. There was an efficiency level to him that was pretty good. That isn't there. Isn't there with Brock Purdy? We just don't know what it's there with Brock.
Yeah,
Purdy.
We don't know yet.
He might be have a higher ceiling than Jimmy. I assume that if he did, he would have been taken before I don't know, 256 or whatever it is in the draft.
He's a little guy. Doesn't have a ton of arm strength. That was his big thing. But I mean, people liked him. They liked his leadership. Yeah. They thought he was accurate. There were things to like about Brock Purdy coming out.
I would much rather have a good decision maker than a guy with a cannon.
All right, fill in the blank then. San Francisco is not done as blank. As what?
This is no net change to me.
What?
No net change. Jimmy's Jimmy.
Wow.
No, are you kidding me? Like, they went in spite of Jimmy all the time.
No net change.
No net change. Like, who are we?
But you've been more of a San Francisco fan than anyone on the show. So you were giving them that support totally despite Jimmy.
Yeah, my only concern about San Francisco was Jimmy.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Brock Purdy's not like it's unknown, but I mean,
So you think San Fran is still better than the Cowboys?
I'd have them slightly ahead. I mean, look, we're talking about Miami's not a pushover. Miami's a really good team.
Yeah.
Second best team in the NFL. And you're talking about they played the whole game without
him. Choppy's power rankings.
They played the whole game without him. With Brock Purdy in there, they outscored him 33-10. And I understand a lot of that was defense, but that's the point. Whether Jimmy was in there or not, they were outscoring him 33-10 yesterday.
But, you know, like, Jimmy came in the first game when Trey Lance got hurt and he led them in a comeback win. We all know this. When a quarterback change happens in the middle of a game, sometimes that quarterback goes off because the defense is not prepped for that player.
Sure.
Happens all the time. I mean, I'll have to see what Brock Purdy's got in the weeks to come. Yeah, this is like it's hard for me to even.
No net. And I don't like Garoppolo. I've debated Garoppolo with Choppy as of late, but that seems a little disrespectful.
What do they have left? Who's left on their schedule? Tampa, Seattle, Washington, Raiders, Cardinals. They lose maybe because of just natural any given Sunday. They lose one more game the rest of the year.
They're not going to go on one with this. Oh man. Come on.
Like, I love that.
They're going to be a quarterback disadvantage in every game. Now, they're at a quarterback disadvantage a lot anyway, but,
They're not at a disadvantage every game.
No, not every game. I mean, Jimmy's fine. Like, Jimmy's not great. He's not going to win you games. He probably won't lose you too many either, though. Like, you know, like there's an element of safety to Jimmy Garoppolo.
You're changing status level atop the NFC because of this.
Well, I didn't have them as the top dog in the league anyway.
Right. What was your order, top three in the NFC before yesterday? Philly?
Eagles, Cowboys, Niners.
You had that before?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's probably doesn't move. I probably keep them there, but let me phrase that. They're still obviously a playoff team. I would say they got a 90% chance of making the playoffs right now.
They're making the playoffs.
I bet you if you looked at their percent chance of making the postseason on the metrics, it's probably somewhere in the 85 to 95% range.
All right, let's touch on the blockbuster that had the home of the Rangers buzzing over the weekend. They go out and sign RJ's boy, Jacob DeGrom. It's really kind of a six-year deal. It's being reported 5 for $185, includes a conditional six-year option that would take the deal to $222, full no trade for the new 34-year-old ace, RJ Choppy, of the Texas Rangers. I'm going to go get some coffee now and just listen.
This is starting to remind me of the Josh Hamilton Angels.
Good reference.
They signed a lot of guys, Pujols, Josh, CJ Wilson, and it didn't work because it doesn't work in baseball. You don't buy from the bottom. This team is still at the bottom. You build from the bottom. You buy from the top. They spent $185 million over 5 years for they pulled an A-Rod. They outbid themselves. Nobody was offering this fool over 3 years. His own team wasn't going to give him more than a three-year deal.
Braves backed out.
His own team. There was a report last week that the market was so dry on him that people around the league, other teams saw him, wait for it, in the Corey Kluber category before he came here, and they tried to resurrect his career. Now, look, it might work. He might be healthy, and if he's healthy for the 5 years, this is going to be one of the great signings because he is the best pitcher in the game when he is healthy. He's never healthy. At least he hasn't been lately. He's going to be 35 years old. I went and looked at his projections for next year. Baseball Reference projects everybody's stats. How many innings do you think they project him to throw? By the way, 200 innings is like, that's like the benchmark, right? That's what you want out of your ace. 200 innings.
Is it over 100?
I bet you it's...
It has to be over.
It's
100.
110.
It's 101. So they're projecting him to have essentially like a dozen starts. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not spending, oh, probably more than that, probably 15 starts. I'm not spending $38 million on a half, you know, on half a season. Is it exciting? Yeah. Sure, it's exciting. You bring in a big name. I'd rather have a front office that does something than a front office that does nothing. But they outbid themselves. They outbid themselves here. Michael Kay, who is the Yankees guy, but he does a radio show in New York, tweets, giving an injury-prone pitcher a five-year guaranteed contract at those numbers is a huge gamble. The Mets know him better than anyone, knew it wouldn't be wise to even come close. He's absolutely right. Like, his own team didn't even come close to this. I'm shook. I'm flummoxed. Is flummoxed the word?
Yes.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Like I love the fact that they're actually spending money, but my goodness. And if you dopey fans, man, I'll tell you. You guys got to get off the. I mean, you got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid, man. Just because the team does it doesn't mean it's a good move, and it might work. And if it works, it still doesn't make it a good move it's risky.
Are you any happier with it if they get Rodon?
That's the question. That's a great follow-up.
As like, in addition to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if it doesn't prevent them from getting Rodon, are you just like, okay, you've got one guy that I can trust on a lottery ticket?
That's a great question.
Sure.
Like, if they added Verlander
this preventing them from getting another pitcher is what you're concerned with more than anything?
No, not necessarily this, sir. But, you know,
it's the plan. It's the timing of the plan.
Yeah, like if you obviously signing this guy is going to prevent you somewhere down the line over the next 5 years from doing.
Yeah, that's the response to all the. There's no cap. It's not your money. Well, there is always a cap. There's a cap on your budget.
There's a luxury tax.
A luxury tax as well. But Jacob DeGrom is a Texas Ranger. Back to Cowboy headlines. And we're giving away more tickets during the Expressway. We're sending you to the Cowboys' next game against the Armpit Sunday in Arlington. Sean, RJ, and Bobby on a Cowboys Monday with headlines next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.